Charles Lindbergh was the first person to fly an airplane across the Atlantic Ocean, but lost in our history books is the name of a man who would most likely have beaten Lindbergh to the prize if not for a court case that kept his plane from taking off from the very same airport. His story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
We've all heard of Charles Lindbergh, the first person to fly across the Atlantic Ocean. It was almost Clarence Chamberlain.
He was the very first person to take a passenger across the Atlantic. He was vying for the same prize as Lindbergh. It was a $25,000 prize. We all know that Lindbergh went first because Chamberlain's airplane was actually held up in court.
Leanne Nelson says Chamberlain was from the state of Iowa. His story is one of those told here at the Iowa Aviation Museum in Greenfield. That court case kept the plane, owned by Charles Levine, in the hangar. Ironically, the plane was at the very same airport from which Charles Lindbergh flew.
Charles Levine hired someone to be the navigator for this flight, and then he changed his mind and fired him. Obviously, this guy was none too happy about that. I mean, he was going to be the first to fly across the Atlantic with Chamberlain. So he held them up in court, and he said, if I'm not going, the airplane's not going.
That navigator, Lloyd Bertaw, thwarted the attempt. The courts eventually allowed the plane to fly, but Lindbergh had already taken off to cross the Atlantic. No one knew who Chamberlain's passenger would be, but Levine's wife had her suspicions.
His wife told him that if he even thought about being the passenger of this flight, that she would burn the aircraft. Nobody knew who this passenger was going to be until they were ready to take off. Chamberlain went out and propped the airplane. Chamberlain jumps in. Levine jumps in after him. They were able to take off, and obviously she didn't burn the airplane.
Chamberlain and Levine's flight was 300 miles and 9 hours longer than Lindbergh's flight just 2 weeks earlier. Bertaw, who had been spurned by Levine as the first passenger to get to cross the Atlantic, made his own attempt to cross the ocean 3 months later. He crashed and died on the flight. Traveling the countryside in Greenfield, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.